What's your favorite comfort song?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for that non-answer. Becca. I have a question for you, Becca.
Yes.
What is your favorite comfort song? Or one of?
My favorite. You Need to Come Back to Me.
Okay. Kylie.
It's a song.
I don't know. I always answer this for your questions. But like, probably just a musical song. Just like a calm one, though.
Okay. Comfort song.
What? Just favorite song?
No, comfort song.
Oh, I know my favorite song.
I can say that instead.
It's a country song called Feels Like Home by Tyler Rich.
Okay.
It's a banger.
Laura, favorite comfort song?
Comfort? It would have to be a song called This Mountain by some artist that starts with F.
Okay.
What's yours, Manny?
Mine is Man or a Muppet. Classic. Yeah. Okay, Mr. O, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Favorite comfort song?
Comfort?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not sure that I can be comforted by a song, but...
What do you mean?
If I had to choose something by Local Natives, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connor, what's your favorite comfort song?
I don't know. Oh, here, come back to me. I'll check.
Okay. Comfort song. Jeez. Do you have one?
Tongue tied.
You would.
Take me to your best friend.
Probably like anything from Moana is pretty good.
Okay.
Yo.
Becca.
I think I would choose some sort of Disney song. I'm not sure which, but like the movie would depend on my mood. And then it would be like the classic song from that movie.
No way, classical music.
Okay, Ryan is classical music.
Mine's the Pirates of the Caribbean theme.
Okay.
Mine's Upside Down from Curious George.
Okay. What is your favorite comfort song?
You know, the first song that comes to mind is Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road.
Okay. I don't know anything, Mr. Hamill. Don't make fun of me.
So am I supposed to elaborate on that?
If you want.
Yeah, no, I mean, Bruce Springsteen's one of my favorite artists. Him and Johnny Cash, you know, two of my go-tos.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's in your bag?
Okay, this is my bag. It's black. I got it when I turned 14, I think. First off, we have C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity. Okay, then we have Hamlet, my mock trial packet, then we have gum, okay, if anyone wants gum, my beloved phone, then we have my computer that needs a case, a notebook, my keys, I had graphic design and then English, but I only have like my book in English, so I don't really need anything. Thank you for the podcast.
What is something small that brings you joy?
Theater.
Okay. What is something small that brings you joy?
Something small?
That brings you joy.
I mean, my dog is small. Well, like, three of my dogs are small. I feel like that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ane, what is something small that brings you joy?
Will you come back to me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jordan, what is something small that brings you joy?
Getting tattoos.
Okay. Do you have an answer yet? Mr. Joseph, what is something small that brings you joy?
Silence.
Okay. What is something small that brings you joy?
My parents being in a good mood when I get home.
Okay. What is something small that brings you joy?
Something small?
Yeah.
Birds, if they're not annoying.
Okay.
I don't, not crows or seagulls or pigeons.
That's like three different birds. Okay. Okay.
Sea glass.
Okay. Mine would have to be getting home and taking off your socks. What did you bring to a picnic?
What kind of picnic?
Outdoors.
I would bring some sort of dessert, what preferably kind? A chocolate kind.
What kind?
Chocolate cake.
Okay. That's cool. Kylie, what would you bring to an outdoor picnic?
Probably cookies. Everyone likes cookies. Probably multiple, but definitely sugar cookies and chocolate chips. Those are universal.
Okay. Jordan, what would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
I would bring the vanilla sheet cake from Trader Joe's. So good.
Ane, what would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
I would bring some bread, some good brie, maybe some oranges.
Okay.
Yeah.
The question is, what would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
Ribs.
Okay. What would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
A what? Outdoor?
Watermelon.
Okay. What would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
An outdoor picnic?
Yeah.
Myself.
Okay. What would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
Frisbee.
Okay.
That's so true.
Charlotte, what would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
Oh my gosh, we're watching Narnia. I would bring good music and ice cream, if possible.
Okay. What would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
I did not hear that.
What would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
What would I bring to an outdoor picnic? I would bring cheese, sparkling, champagne, or
somebody says outdoor picnic, you think of cheese.
Or apple cider, okay. And then, no, you missed that part. No, you missed another part. You'll hear it in Manny's podcast. and crackers.
Okay.
And is that it? And bread and a lot of fruit and a blanket.
Okay.
And a disposable camera.
What would you bring to an outdoors picnic?
Is this survival guide stuff or is this
just a recreational outdoors picnic?
And is it this many or just a bunch? If you were to say food, would you say you have to bring a certain amount?
I mean just the specific food, but not the specific quantity.
Uh-huh. Third power? I don't know. I can't think of other things than food, maybe some type of activity, balls or something like that.
Okay. Thank you. Overall, it was a good week. It was not that, demanding. And it's just manageable. But next week's going to be hard and long, and I'm going to feel so drained after the end of it, but hopefully I feel fulfilled? I don't really know. And I'm looking forward to, definitely theo class, our full theology class, and yeah, that's pretty much everything what I'm looking forward to. And that's it. That's end of it.